Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Such an amazing weekend this weekend. So many people have been looking forward to it for so many different reasons. And such a big weekend for one man, obviously Ed Sheeran. But for our very own Gavin James, he kicked off a US tour in support of Sam Smith, obviously a few weeks ago. Now he's back and he is taking on Crow Park. And he is on the line with us right now. Gavin, how's it going?
Hey, Stephen, man. How's things?
I'm doing very good. How are you feeling ahead of this weekend?
I'm grand. I was nervous yesterday. I'm not too bad now, but I will be 20 minutes beforehand. I'll be absolutely breaking it backstage, but I should be fine.
Really? Is that a usual thing for you? Do you get nervous before every gig or...?
Yeah, usually if I know there's a gig happening, I'm fine. Then 10 minutes beforehand, I'm just like pale as a ghost and I just can't even do anything. I just like sit in the corner and want to curl up in a ball.
And then you go out on stage and just completely and utterly floor people. Obviously, people are getting really excited at the moment because you just got off a tour with Sam Smith. Are you going back on tour with him again after this?
Yeah, I'm back on Sunday. Going back to... on Sunday morning to finish off.
Absolutely amazing. How has it been? Because we all saw the photo on Instagram that he put up and he also said something along the lines of, like, you're one of the most talented people in the world, which is amazing. So how has that been? How has that whole tour been?
It's been great. Like, I've only done a week, so I've only done, like, 3 gigs with him so far. But it's been massive. Like, I think it's mad that we got it. Like, it's great to get the chance to go over there and do gigs over in the States and all. I'm getting used to talking a bit slower at the gigs and not sounding like... mad and stuff. And then,
did you get feedback about that, did you?
No, just in myself. I watch videos back and then like I tell a joke and then I get nothing and then I'd say it again very slowly and then people would laugh.
They're like, oh, okay. It's not that you're
now
not funny.
Now we know what he's saying.
It's just that I need to talk slower. Obviously, there's going to be something like, what, 80,000 people or something at this gig. It's going to be huge. So for you, I guess, coming off the back of doing all those gigs in the States, doing all the stuff that you have been doing in the States, you were the first person, since the Beastie Boys to play on top of the Capitol building, which is incredible.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's amazing. And then, at the same time, of course, doing this Sam Smith tour, is it nice to come home and just... I guess feel the warmth of the people that are listening to your music back here.
Yeah, no, it's great, man. Like, I just love getting back home to my mom, dad, and everybody. But I haven't really done it for. I've always been playing around and stuff in Ireland and England a bit, but I've never been away for so long. This year has been kind of my first kind of test of being away from home for so long and just traveling. But yeah, I'm loving it. I love getting back here, and it's great to actually get back.
And of course, in contrast to that huge number of people that will be, of course, seeing you at Crow Park, you're playing a gig at Whelan's as well, and a special fan event.
Yeah, I did it tomorrow, morning, 2 o'clock.
Which is amazing as well, obviously, because you had the Whelan's album, which was incredible. That went to number one and all that sort of stuff and did really well. So is it nice to come back there and do that because of that album and because of all the gigs that you've done there?
Yeah, no, I love it. Yeah, Whelan's one of my favourite places to play ever. And I love them gigs are so much. I love playing that gig just because you get to just have a little bit of banter and just not really take it too seriously, just talk.
And have you had a chance to catch up with Ed since you've been back?
I went to see him in Wembley last when he was in Wembley, the first one. I just chatting to him about that and then I haven't seen him yet. I only got back out yesterday morning, so
You've just been sleeping, I'm sure, for the duration.
I've been napping. It's been great.
I was saying, it's pretty strange, because obviously I'm in here for Tuberty this week, all that sort of stuff, and we spoke when, what was it, Oscar weekend. I was over covering the Oscars. You were over playing J.J. Abrams' Oscar pre-party, which was amazing, and I was on the phone to Ryan, and he asked me flat out, is Gavin supporting Ed Sheeran? And I went, no comment. And that might have been because it was about 2 a.m. I was a little bit tired. Maybe might have had one or two Guinnesses.
I think we were both a little bit tired.
Like. Yeah, we'll say tired, will we? Because I just remember you and, of course, your manager as well, Edison, he was saying, you can tease it. You can tease it, but don't say anything. And then I just went, oh, my God, I completely said it. So sincerely apologies and thank you for coming on this morning.
That was funny. It's funny, man. I love it.
So what does the next year mean? I mean, obviously, is it next up an album? Is the next up another EP?
I'm going to release a couple of singles before the album comes out. But the album is kind of coming together really well now, so we're nearly finished it. And we just did like 5 songs last week and finished them all off. And we got loads of new stuff and it's going to be good. I'm going to probably get out in the new year.
Amazing.
going to be cool. I'm very excited about it. But, you know.
And is there a feeling, because obviously everybody's looking at you right now and going, he is going to be huge. He is going to be massive. He has done all these things over in the States. He's got the support of so many amazing artists who appreciate what he does. So do you feel that? And do you feel like do you ever kind of sink into thinking, oh, it's going to happen. It's a sure thing. Or do you have to kind of step back and go, okay, let's just count everything and see how it goes.
No, I kind of just like having the crack with it all, like, and it's kind of enjoying everything and stepping back for a bit and like seeing like, oh my God, I'm actually doing Croke Park. This is mad. I get to actually play this gig tonight and like, oh my God, I'm going to America to do gigs. Even going like to America in general, like, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be traveling.
Yeah.
I love it. But I think it's just great. I don't mind what happens really. I love doing what I do, so.
Always, always modest. Anytime I talk to you, dude, you're going to be huge. Have an amazing time. Enjoy it. Let it soak in. But I'm sure the next time we're talking, you're going to be playing Croke Park yourself, man.
Ah, Jesus.
Stop it. I'll talk to you soon, dude.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Thanks a million. Gavin James there, taking on Croke Park, along with Ed Sheeran, absolute legend.